This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Once again, today we learn why it's so important to download the free Skywatch TV mobile app. YouTube strikes again. I will explain after the break. Item number 5 today, Rafa and the Red Line. Talked to you earlier this week about the competing red lines from President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden saying we can't have another 30,000 dead. Prime Minister Netanyahu saying that his red line is that Israel must go into Rafah. That's the southernmost city of the Gaza Strip, where Hamas is holding up with about a million Palestinian Arabs who are sheltering from the fighting that is taking place around them. U.S. officials say an Israeli military operation in Rafah would probably lead to a significant change in American policy toward Israel, namely, stop defending Israel in the United Nations, especially the UN Security Council, and new restrictions on how American weaponry could be used by the Israel Defense Forces. Biden and Netanyahu haven't spoken since February 15th. In their last call, Biden expressed concern about a possible Israeli operation in Rafah. Several discussions inside the administration in recent weeks, reportedly, according to unnamed sources, the conclusion by the Biden administration is that this attack must not happen. Again, Netanyahu saying it will. That is his red line, making sure that another October 7th never takes place. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, President Biden repeated the Hamas figure of 30,000 dead in Gaza. This is a number that's constantly repeated by the corporate media. Again, these figures come from Hamas, which has a vested interest in making Israel out to be the perpetrators of a war crime. But as I've told you before, these numbers are highly suspect. And case in point, we're making the point, Abraham Weiner, writing at Tablet Magazine Online, produced an analysis of the death figures released by the Hamas ministry responsible for these statistics, showing how, if not impossible, let's just say highly statistically unlikely these numbers are. This chart kind of illustrates the point. The article is too detailed to go into in depth here, but these are the numbers released by Hamas on a daily basis, and showing from day to day how many reported dead there are in Gaza. Now, is there something that strikes you as odd about this chart? Yes, it is the regularity of these numbers. You would expect in the case of war for there to be quite a bit of variation from day to day. As an intense battle takes place, one day you'd expect higher death numbers. On days when Israel is perhaps regrouping or rotating new units in, that there would be less fighting and thus fewer numbers. But the numbers reported by Hamas and repeated by the corporate media and now by President Biden show a stunning regularity. No more than 15% variation from day to day, according to Weiner. Again, there are a lot more irregularities, shall we say, in the numbers that he writes in the article. In the article, he points these out. Not enough time to really dive into them here, but again, this illustrates that these numbers are not legit. Probably shows that the Hamas ministers responsible for issuing the figures just don't have a clear understanding of how naturally occurring numbers work. Better understanding of statistics would make these a lot more believable. Topic number 4, moving on. Russians invading Russia. This is according to Ukrainian state media. Tuesday, they said Russian citizens fighting for Ukraine counter-invaded Russia. Ukrainian state media claiming that they're fighting to free Russia from Putin's dictatorship. Both sides have claimed combat success. Fog of war, no way for us to verify either side's claims. Russia did acknowledge that an attempt on the border was made, but claimed that they repulsed the attack with heavy losses on the part of the rebels. Now, while this is going on, as we told you several weeks ago, NATO has launched its largest military exercise since the Cold War, with a focus on the Baltics, the eastern flank, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. This involves 90,000 troops from all 32 NATO nations, 50 naval assets, 80 air platforms, 1,000-plus combat vehicles. Again, this taking place on the eastern flank. While this alleged invasion, counter-invasion of Russia is taking place, let's just pray that cooler heads prevail, especially since President Putin said in an interview this week that he's prepared to use tactical nuclear weapons if necessary on the battlefield. Let's just pray that that does not become necessary in his mind. Topic number three, troops in the subway. New York City now seeing National Guard troops and state police officers patrolling the subway there as they try to do something about the explosion of crime in New York City. New York citizens who rely on the subway for transportation may welcome this. If I lived in New York and needed the subway to get to work, I probably would welcome it as well. But sadly, because New York City is a strict gun control city, and it's become clear based on recent court cases for people who've tried to defend themselves on the subway that only the police are allowed to defend you. The question is whether or not they will be allowed to actually do that. This is the dawning of a genuine police state here in the United States, just starting in New York City. And sadly, the safety of the public has become sort of a political football. The response of the corporate media gauged by the political calculus. You might remember back in the summer of 2020 when Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton wrote an op-ed piece published by the New York Times suggesting that it was time to send in the troops to cities that were on fire because of the violent, you know, the fiery but mostly peaceful protests back in the summer of 2020 following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. New York Times staff rose up in protest. An editorial board editor resigned as a result of the backlash. But now the New York Times seems absolutely A-OK with the edicts from New York City's Mayor Eric Adams and New York's Governor Kathy Hochul, both Democrats, to deploy state police and the National Guard to restore order. When it's a Democrat, it's fine. When it's a Republican senator calling for it, especially, well, anyway, again, the safety of the public should not be a political football, but sadly, human nature being as sinful as it is, that, of course, it is. Topic number two today, drone wars. Only takes a few hours to configure a small commercially available drone to hunt down a target by itself. This is according to a scientist, Louis Wenis, who's an engineer and entrepreneur. He incorporated an artificial intelligence system into a small drone to chase people around as a game. This was just an exercise, according to his post, March 2nd on X, formerly Twitter. But he soon realized that this could easily be reconfigured to carry an explosive payload. Collaborating with another engineer, Robert Lukosko, he configured the drone to use an object detection model to find people and fly toward them at full speed. Engineers also built facial recognition into the drone. Works at a range of up to 10 meters, about 33 feet. This means weaponized drones could be used to attack a specific person or set of targets. It does require some technical know-how, but that is becoming more and more easily acquired. Again, these are commercially available drones. If you've seen the movie Dune or read the novel by Frank Herbert, sounds a lot like the hunter-seeker drones that were used to try to kill Paul Atreides. It is now becoming a reality and not just science fiction. Coming up, YouTube has canceled Skywatch TV again. I will explain next and how you can protect yourself from being canceled straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit, the false counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the Threshold Covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today, if you went to YouTube looking for the main Skywatch TV program, this is the image that you got on your screen today. This page isn't available. Sorry about that. Try something or someone else. Why did they cancel Skywatch? And this is affecting the main Skywatch TV program, the weekly broadcast program carried on Christian television networks around the country. Also available on Rumble and Roku, Apple TV, soon to be Amazon Fire TV. And, of course, our mobile app, and I'll tell you how to get that in just a moment. Why? We don't know. We don't know. Now, this happened once before in response to a documentary that apparently they didn't like the subject matter, of which they did not approve. It wasn't even the documentary that we posted to the YouTube channel, just an interview about the documentary. But that, in the minds of the censors at YouTube, constituted harassment and cyberbullying. Now, why did they cancel us today? We don't know. They've also done it to the ladies of the Simply His Coffee Shop. And if you've ever had an opportunity to meet Catherine Horn, Donna Howell, Allie Anderson, Nita Horn, those are the sweetest, gentlest ladies you ever want to meet. But they also tell the truth. And apparently that's not allowed on YouTube. I always thought that this program would be the first to get canceled. That's why we set up a separate YouTube channel for 5 and 10. I didn't want this daily program to take down the main show because we talk about things here that are more likely to get canceled, I thought, than what gets broadcast on Skywatch TV. Apparently I was mistaken, which means I must need to up my game. I do think that we're being shadow banned, but can't prove it. Anyway, the bottom line is make sure you protect against us being canceled. I'll tell you how to do that in just a moment. This week, Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, still available for you to sign up, and you still get 90 days access from the time you register. So you haven't lost any time, but do take advantage of this. 24 cutting-edge presenters, the likes of Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Carl Gallups, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Ryan Peterson, Dr. Judd Burton, Doug Van Dorn, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Egal German, Vicky Joy Anderson, Kenny C., Pastor Casper McLeod, and others, self-included. Again, 90 days access, and as a free bonus, oh, of course, the final presentation of Dr. Tom Horn. And as a free bonus, all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries. Information and registration at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Carl Gallups, our guests. We're talking about Zev's new book, Blood Alliance, jaw-dropping stuff as he shows how the blood covenant conducted at the threshold in ancient times. Think the blood on the doorposts in Egypt. That was just one example of it. But there is another one that has already been performed by Jesus to admit us into his Father's house. You can watch the program right now at skywatchtv.com. Our video content is always there. If we ever get canceled by a video sharing service, go to the website, You can also go to watch it over the air, our broadcast schedule, skywatchtv.com/channels. It's also on our Roku and Apple TV channels, and coming soon, an Amazon Fire TV channel as well. And, of course, Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv. But better yet, get our mobile app. Get our free app, because that guarantees the content comes right into your smartphone or tablet, bypassing the gatekeepers of tech. And from the mobile app, whether you use an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire device, you can cast, if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can cast the video directly to your TV using Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast. Again, it's available for multiple platforms. We've got links to those app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. What are you going to do? You tell the truth, you take chances. Those who stick their head up over the wall, first ones to get shot at, count it all joy. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.